It is. It was those cattle getting out.
No, that's one possible cause out of hundreds. And for you to beat yourself up like this is just not...
I just know it was my fault.
Now, come on. You're not being fair on yourself. For a start, you said it was Josh smashed that fence.
Yeah, but I was the one supposed to fix it.
So I reckon he's as much to blame
and
as you are.
I forgot.
Anyway, the worst has happened, and everyone will deal with it. In a few weeks, the cows will be better. It'll blow over or be forgotten. And there's absolutely nothing to be gained from you bringing everyone's wrath down on your head for something that, pound to a penny, wasn't your fault at all.
You really think so?
I know so, Pip. Trust me. So keep stumm. Don't rock the boat.
Tonight, Lillian's in a spin as she prepares for her big date with Justin. Not just because of her appearance. How will things pan out? Find out when we return to Ambridge this evening at 7 o'clock.
Jay Rayner and his kitchen cabinet are talking food and drink once more. And to start the new series, they're in Bermondsey, gathering tips from the locals.
I once tried to make a cocktail that called for fresh dill. I couldn't find any in the shop, so I ended up buying four portions of oven-ready dressed salmon and repurposing the dill.
Oh, I love it.
The panel also fields some tricky questions from the audience.
Is the current trend of shunning the use of a sieve in favour of merely whisking flour yet another symptom of the decline of morality in the modern world?
The Kitchen Cabinet on BBC Radio 4, tomorrow morning at 10:30, and then available on the BBC Radio 4 website.
Now on Radio 4, it's time for our afternoon drama. Today's play is the final story in the current series of The Interrogation by the playwright Roy Williams. D.S. Armitage has taken D.I. Matthews to a football match, but the day hasn't exactly gone to plan. And Max is not very pleased with his young colleague.
The Interrogation by Roy Williams.
There are some days you never forget. And for me, it was March 28th, 2014. That was when Alison and I, after years of talking about it, were finally divorced. People, family and friends, would always go on about how painful and emotional it is. Not for me. I couldn't get out of that marriage soon enough. No more nagging about leaving the toilet seat up or how I was always leaving mess around the house. Never mind the fact I was sharing a bed with a block of ice. And she has the nerve to blame me for that. Telling the marriage counsellor all day long about how I used to be so affectionate towards her, but not anymore. Too right I wasn't. From the day I met Alison, I could feel my affectionate powers draining out of me. Alison. She's just one of those women that does that to men. You know, I love you, you're perfect, now change. Well, I didn't want to change. I wanted to be what I am, a man. Men like to be in control. It's in our DNA, it's just the way it is. And Alison wasn't letting me be in control. She wanted to control me and I wasn't having it, so I left. And I'm sorry to say this, but women like Alison, they don't want a man, they want a poodle. The day after the final divorce letter came through, it must have been fate because I met up with my old mate from college, Alex, who offered me a room in his flat until I got myself sorted out. Alex is quite the mogul now. He owns a string of properties all over London. It got me going when he told me he was renting one of his houses to a bunch of pretty young female students. He even got lucky with one of them, but he had to dump her because she was getting too clingy and controlling. Just like a woman, they can't leave it alone. Anyway, Alex thought I'd stand a chance with them. Well, that suited me well enough. As soon as I left Alison, I promised myself I was going to grow old shamefully, and there is no time like the present. I'm back where I like to be. In control.
party, Max, he says.
Yes, all right.
It'll be a laugh. See how real football is played.
Did I know this was going to happen?
My first day off in weeks.
Well, you don't have to keep repeating yourself, Max.
And look where I am, in the nick.
Oh, really? Is that where we are?
Not just any nick.
Oh, come on, will you?
But our own nick.
I didn't know this was going to happen.
League Cup, third round, Millwall versus Arsenal. Trust me, son, this was going to happen. Will you not just shut up? Yeah, you're funny. Let's see how you feel when you're lined up in court. Won't be laughing then, will you?
Somehow I don't think they care, Max.
They will when they sober up a bit. You watch.
If any one of these divs throws up on me, I swear I'm going to crack them one in the head.
Whatever, Sean, you do what you like, but there's no way I'm staying here writing up reports on my day off.
And where are the arresting officers, Max?
One of six, Sean. Come on. Give him the uniform, let them sort
it out. Yeah, but what about that bloke Neil? Those Millwall boys would have given him a right kicking if we hadn't stepped in.
Are you and your Arsenal, mate?
He's not my mate.
Oh, come on, Sarge. Get these credits in the cell, why don't you?
What do you think I am trying to do?
Not that, evidently.
Hey, he's not my mate, Max.
Look, do me a favour, Max, will you? You just do your job, yeah? You let me get on with mine, all right?
Looks like they're getting on with you.
Max.
What? What do you want?
What do I want?
What are you saying?
About Neil.
Yeah, right, Neil.
You can't just leave him to uniform. Mm. He's getting clobbered back at the stadium. I was a witness. In fact, we both were.
Well, your mate seemed to be handling himself.
For the last time, he's not my mate.
He gave one of those Millwall boys a right pasting.
Oh, he was defending himself.
Well, there you go. He was defending himself. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Did you just say lemon squeezy?
Just make a quick statement and get out of here. That's what I intend to do. And I will tell you something else for free. That is the last time I come to a game of footy with you.
Yeah, too right it'll be the last time. If you're going to carry on like this, carrying on like the fight was all my fault.
You and your mate.
Look, he's not my mate.
And the Arsenal fans were baiting those Millwall fans throughout the whole game.
Oh, they weren't baiting, it was harmless banter.
I should have known things were about to get tasty when we got outside. Where is he anyway, this mate of yours?
For what I hope is the last time he's not my mate. Just happened to be sitting next to him, all right?
Well, you seem to be having a right old chat with him during the game.
Oh, jealous were you? Of course we were. We were sitting next to each other, it happens. He's an Arsenal boy, I'm an Arsenal boy. It's only natural you have a chat, mate.
Well, where is this Arsenal boy then?
Good question. I lost track of everything when we were throwing those bunch of good-for-nothings in the back of the van. Told uniform to bring him in here.
Well, looks like we beat him to it.
You were right about that statement, though. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be here any more than you do.
Good lad, you know it makes sense.
Well, it's my day off as well, Max. I'll make sure he's all right, then I'm off.
I'm sure he will be.
Oh, well, speak of the devil. Neil, we're over here, mate.
Yeah, I see you, Sean.
There, you see?
See what?
What?
You called him mate.
It's an expression, we all say that.
No, I don't.
That's because you ain't got any. Do one of them Millwall fans give you a knock on the head or something?
Are you all right, Neil?
We meet again.
Glad to see you, mate.
Yeah, eventually we ended up getting stuck in traffic. I said to the copper, why don't you just put the sirens on, clear the traffic away in no time?
Well, he probably told you he's not allowed to.
Hey, no, he didn't, Ashley. He didn't say a word. Not allowed to? What do you mean?
Well, what do you think I mean?
You're the police. I thought you could do stuff like that.
Only in emergencies.
You all right, though, Neil?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Although, I have to say, I think I would have been in a much worse state if you hadn't come along.
Hey, you are Arsenal. You are a gooner. We stick together.
Never mind the fact that you are a copper. It's your duty to uphold the law.
Neil, me, Max.
How do you do?
Likewise.
Sorry, that's right. Yeah, you were sitting next to Sean here, weren't you?
Yeah. And I won't be doing that again. I'll tell you that for free.
And he will tell you again, trust me.
Well, it's nice to meet you even under these circumstances. Right, so, where do I go to make this statement, then?
Oh, yeah, just go to the front desk over there, ask for the duty sergeant, he'll help you out.
All right, I hope it won't take long. All they did was grab me a little and throw me to the ground.
I thought you punched someone.
Oh, you were defending yourself, right?
More like a lucky punch. Last thing I want to do is get into a fight with a Millwall fan.
Well, it looks like they did more than throw you to the ground, Neil.
No, seriously, that is all that happened.
That's a nasty-looking cut you got on the side of your neck, though. What did they do? Hit you with the glass?
Ah, it's not a cut, it's a scratch.
Scratch?
Yeah, from my cat, would you believe?
Oh, right, I see.
Spinach, he's called. Likes to jump up on my shoulder and wrap himself around my neck whenever I'm at my desk doing work. Scratched the side of my neck as I was getting him off me. I had to put on a bandage. It must have come off during the fight.
When was that?
Sorry, when was what?
When Spinach, your cat, jumped up on you and scratched you on the neck.
Day before last. Could have killed the little bugger.
Wouldn't have blamed you. Nasty cut.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll live.
Sorry to ask, Neil, but we met before.
I don't think so. I've never been inside a police station.
No, I'm not suggesting you're up to no good or anything.
Glad to hear it.
I know I've seen your face somewhere. I just can't place it.
Well, I'm sure it'll come to you. Sorry I can't help.
Don't worry. Come to me soon enough.
Well, maybe you have seen me. I mean, I do live around here.
Yeah, that must be it.
So, duty sergeant over there, then.
Yeah, yeah. But look, don't worry about it, Neil. We'll make sure you get out of here in no time.
Cheers.
See you later.
Sean, listen. I need you to do something for me.
Such as?
Do whatever you can to keep Neil here.
Why would I do that? What's going on,
mate? Just keep him here, Sean.
Have you nicked him before or something?
No.
But you think he's done something?
Just a feeling in my gut, but I need you to keep him here until I make a phone call.
Well, before you do, how about you let me in on this? What's going on here?
Sally Hayden.
Oh, you are joking.
He fits the description.
Well, so does half the male population in London, Max.
Oh, he said he lives locally. It could have been him that followed her from the party. Well, what about the scratch in his neck?
Well, like you said, the cat could have scratched him.
Well, maybe Sally did that when she was fighting him off.
All right. So what do we do?
Find some way of keeping him here until we find out for sure. I'm going to call Sally.
There you go, Neil. One white coffee. Hope it's all right. Coffee machines are a law unto themselves in this station.
Sure, fine.
You might want to taste it first. Well... See? Told you.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, sorry about
it's
that.
It's all right. Truth is, I don't drink coffee.
Oh, why didn't you say?
Well, you seem pretty determined to get me a coffee, so I thought I'd say yes.
What, to shut me up?
Not quite, but yeah.
You won't be the first and you won't be the last. Hey, I can get you something else if you like.
No, fine.
Coke, Sprite or something. Sean, there's a co-op just around the corner from the station. 10 minutes will take
me. I don't want a drink, Sean. Honestly, I just want to get out of here. What seems to be the hold-up?
I don't know, truth be told. The sergeant at the front desk does not seem to be herself today.
Well, she seemed to know what she was doing when I spoke to her. She said it would only take a little while to get the statement about the fight.
Mm.
So did you. Then you come over and now I've been waiting for 20 minutes.
Sorry, I did not realise it was as long as that.
It's all right. I'd like to be getting along soon. I need to finish packing.
Oh, that's right. You're off somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, Qatar.
Oh, how long?
3 months.
Holiday?
For 3 months, no. It's work.
Oh, yeah. You'd said you were an architect, right?
No, Sean, I am a structural engineer.
That's right. Sounds like fun.
It's a living.
Is there a lot of money? Structural engineering? I've always wondered.
No more or less than most people. About this statement, Sean.
Oh, don't worry. I'll chase him up in a minute, yeah?
Right, yeah. Any reason why you can't chase him up now? I do need to go home, Sean, sort things out.
Yeah, I appreciate your patience.
Do you know, if I didn't know any better, I'd swear you were trying to keep me here. On purpose.
Well, why would you want to do that to you, Neil? Any luck?
I'm about to try her again.
Oh, Max, I am running out of things to say to him.
Just a little bit longer, Sean. I'm dialing a number now.
Well, don't you have it on speed dial?
No, I do not have it on speed dial. I don't even know what speed dial is. Who cares?
Max, he's going away to Qatar.
What?
Qatar, Max.
For what, holiday?
No, not for a holiday. Work. He's going there for 3 months.
We can't let him do that.
I know that.
Well, we can't let him go. He might not come back, especially if he finds out that we're onto him.
Sorry, Sally can't talk right now, but leave a message.
Sally, it's D.I. Matthews here again. I was wondering if you could give me a call back as soon as you get this message, please. Thank you. That's the fourth message I've left for her. And three for that witness, the bloke with the Belgian-sounding name.
I thought he didn't see him.
No, but he said he saw the back of him and the side of his face.
It's not much, Max.
I know it isn't much, but right now it's the best we have. We need Sally to make a positive ID. Go downstairs, ask Uniform to lend a hand, get them to send someone to Sally's workplace, get them to speak to Sally, tell her what's happening, and we need her at the station pronto.
Shouldn't her liaison officer be doing all of this?
She would be if she hadn't called in sick this morning.
Oh, and the hits just keep on coming.
You go back there and chat to Chummy.
Chummy?
It's an old expression. I thought I would bring it out of retirement.
Well, what am I supposed to say to him now?
Oh, I don't know. Just buy me a little more time, please. Talk about everything that is great about bleeding Arsenal FC. Mind you, that would take a couple of seconds, though, wouldn't it?
You know, you should be on the stage, Max.
The stage?
Yeah, sweeping it. You sure you're not a Tottenham supporter? Maybe in a previous
just
life?
Just keep him talking for as long as possible.
He's no fool, Max. He might be a chummy to you, but he already knows there's something. I can see it in his eyes. I need a plan B.
All right, then.
And a plan C would be nice, too, if you have it.
Just keep him talking.
Which is what I was doing for the last 10 minutes.
If he cottons on to something...
There's no if here. He will, I'm certain of it.
OK, then. Here is your plan B. Tell him.
Yeah, tell him what?
The truth.
The truth?
Yes. He fits the description of someone who we would like to interview in regard to a serious sexual attack that took place the day before last.
Yeah, I do know what we are doing, Max.
Well, get on with it, then.
Are we showing our cards a little early at this stage?
Well, what choice do we have if he's on the next plane to Qatar?
It might not even be him.
And then again, it might be. The scratch on his neck.
Yeah, he told us it was his cat.
Yeah, he couldn't shut up about that cat. Yeah. Which means he is a talker, and talkers are my favourite kind of suspect. I always love it when they're trying to wriggle their way out of things, especially when we have the facts as well as the evidence.
Let's hope we have something.
We will. Sally will get back to us, and she will help us. She's a brave girl.
If I tell him he'll want to leave, I bet my mortgage on it.
He will try to talk his way out of it. I will put my mortgage on it. He won't be able to help himself. Play on that. Use your boyish charm. Bit of laddish charm thrown in.
Okay. But if he leaves, I can't stop him, Max.
Then don't.
So I just let him walk out of here, do I?
No, you don't let him, you arrest him. Matthews?
Yep.
Put him through.
Good news.
Found the Belgian bloke. Mr. Seegers? Hello there. D.I. Matthews here. Sorry to trouble you, but I was wondering if you could help us.
Nice to see you again, Sean. I thought you'd forgotten all about me.
I can promise you, Neil, that will never happen.
Right, so, anyways, I need to be leaving now, so if you want this statement about the fight, it's now or never, OK?
Are you a season ticket holder, Neil?
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
It's only a question.
Used to be, when I was a kid?
It's not quite what I asked, though, Neil.
No, I know that. I used to go with my dad. When he died, I gave going to games a miss for years. That's something in me I can't explain what made me want to go back, so... Anything else? Do you want this statement?
Neil, I need to be honest with you about something.
I wish you would. I knew there was something going on, I just knew it.
We don't need a statement about the fight.
Well then why the pretense? What is it you think I've done?
That's interesting.
What's interesting?
That you would say that. What is it that you think I have done?
I don't think it's interesting at all, it's just common sense.
Well, what I find interesting is that you make it about you. Not what is the problem, officer, or how can I help?
What is the problem, officer? How can I help? Does that help you tell me what this is all about?
Neil, 2 nights ago, a woman named Sally Hayden was attacked on her way home from a party.
That is awful. I'm sorry to hear that. Is she all right?
It was a serious sexual assault.
As I said, that is terrible news.
Yes. Yes, it is. Sally was able to give us a description of her attacker. She claims he was at the party and that he followed her home afterwards. I have to say, mate, you are a dead ringer for him.
Well, we all have that.
We all have what, Neil?
Doppelgangers. You know, people who look like us scattered over somewhere in different parts of the world.
Well, in that case, your doppelganger's not too far away,
well,
is
he? Well, then I suggest you find him before he attacks some other poor young girl.
How did you know that?
I don't know what.
That she was young. I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said a young woman had been attacked.
No, I said a woman was attacked.
Well, you know, it stands to reason.
What does?
You read about it all the time.
Read about what, Neil?
About young women getting attacked.
I see. Doesn't quite explain how you knew Sally Hayden as a young woman.
It was just a guess, an assumption.
Or maybe you had something to do with it, just maybe.
Okay, that is it. You have officially wasted my time. I would like to leave.
I hope it isn't because you have something to hide, Neil.
I would like to leave right now.
As you wish.
Thank you. Right, if you decide you need my statement, after all, you know where to find me.
Would that be your London address or Qatar?
Qatar.
That's right. How long will you be gone for again?
3 months. Maybe longer. if the job works out.
That right?
Yeah, if they like me, obviously.
Obviously.
Right. Well, thanks, Sean. Goodbye. I'll see you around the Emirates sometime.
Yes.
Good.
You'll be seeing me around much sooner than you imagine.
Look, I don't know what it is you think I've done, Sean.
I have no idea what you've done, Neil. Or even what you think you've done. I do, however, have a need to find out.
Right, well, I wish you the best of luck.
Neil Gordon, I am arresting you on suspicion of serious assault.
Oh, come on!
And attempted rape.
This is ridiculous, can't you see
you
that?
You do not have to say anything.
You're making a mistake here.
But it may harm your defence if you do not mention
a
when questioned
mistake.
Something you later rely on in court.
I did not do this.
Anything you do say can be used as evidence.
Did you hear what I said? I didn't do this.
Let's find out. Well, the good news, I arrested him. Huh? The not so good news is he asked for a lawyer.
Yeah.
So, what do we do now, Max?
Well, what do you think?
What do I think?
Do you see anyone else that I'm talking to right now?
You are the senior officer, Max. That is a big decision. That is your call.
Oh, take me back to the days when I was a DS.
Before you and me, you mean?
Well, things are a lot quieter.
But not as much fun.
That is true.
So, what do we do? In or out?
In. We will get him his lawyer, but not yet. Let's soften him up first.
Oh, I don't know about that, Max.
Don't know is made to know, Sean.
I really hate it when you say that. It's a bit of a serious line we're crossing here.
This is a serious case. I want him on edge. I want him to make mistakes first so we can charge him. He's a talker, Sean. He knows he's done wrong. He wants to admit it. So, who are we to deny him that chance, eh?
You're thinking about Sally?
Too right I'm thinking about Sally. You saw her as well the other night. Look me in the eye and tell me if she can handle a six-week trial or however long they last these days. The defence will tear her apart and Chummy there will go free for what he did.
You don't know that. Nobody knows anything. You told me that.
Well, I'm glad to see you taking some of the things I say to heart.
Let's just roll the dice on this one. Let's take our chances and charge him. I'll call the CPS.
Answer me this.
Answer what?
What if he gets off? What if he gets off, Sean?
Max, I heard you the first time.
Well?
Well, we move on.
We move on?
Yes.
To what?
To other cases is what. We stack them, pack them, and rack them. And that is what you used to tell me as well.
Well, this time I'm tired of listening to my own voice. I say we get in there and push him a little. If he does not look like he's working, we'll get him a brief. Now, stop sulking, Sean.
I'm not sulking. I'm thinking. One of us has to.
Stop worrying.
I am not worrying.
Trust me, Sean.
All right, I trust you.
I know what I'm doing.
You remind me of Teddy.
Who or what is Teddy?
Teddy is a who. If you are ever lucky enough to meet him, I will tell him you referred to him as a what.
I didn't refer, I asked.
Teddy's my second cousin on my mum's side.
Huh?
When we were kids, he sellotaped a sheet to the wall like it was a hammock just so he could jump into it from top of the stairs. I said to him, I hope you know what you're doing, Teddy.
Did he do it?
Oh, he did it, all right.
Well, I hate to ask, but did he know what he was doing?
Not for a second. He had plenty of time to reflect on the matter, though. Probably on account of the 6 days he spent in hospital. And of him no longer having a nose.
Nasty.
I couldn't stop laughing.
You're laughing at your own cousin's misfortune. There's something wrong with you.
I was 9. So, are you sure about this?
I'm sure.
You're not going to land face first on the ground, then?
No, but someone else will, most severely, if he's not careful.
I'm just making sure.
I am sure. Let's give ourselves a few minutes in there. If he hasn't coughed up by then, we'll let him have his brief. What did you say he does again?
Structural engineer, whatever that is.
Structural engineers calculate the stability, strength, and rigidity of built structures.
Do you eat Wikipedia pages on your days off, Max?
Oh, that's just something I happen to know. Nah. How much do you think they get paid for a job like that?
Lord knows. But he is self-employed.
Good. Chances are he won't be able to afford his own brief. We will get a duty solicitor for him, but only on the third or fourth time of asking. We'll talk over him, we take turns, the usual drill.
I have been doing this for 5 years, Max.
We'll have him, I'm sure of it.
I hope you're right.
I am right.
He really has gotten to you, ain't he?
It's not for him, it's her, Sally. Good kid, Sean, brave.
So brave you don't think she'll last 30 seconds in court?
Oh, come on, you've seen what defence lawyers do to witnesses in those places.
Seen it? I've had it done to me, you as well, in fact.
Oh, I stopped counting 20 years ago, son. Not a nice feeling, is it?
Nor is hearing you state the bleeding obvious, Max.
Don't you just love it when they confess, though? When they give it up to us in interview room 1,
No need for a trial, no relying on witnesses, no typing up your notes, trying to understand your own bleeding handwriting, waiting for bleeding hours to be called up to give evidence, standing right in front of a greasy-looking, jumped-up defence lawyer. I want the simple things in life.
Simple things?
Yes, the simple things.
And what might that be, the simple things?
That we did it.
Did what?
That we did our job, and we did it well. People commit crimes, we investigate, we nick them, we interrogate them, they confess. They go to prison, it's a done deal. The simple things in life, my life.
All right, yeah, I have to admit, when we break them, when they confess, it does feel good.
And it will again.
Don't tell me, he's a talker. But I also think it's not going to be easy.
Who's stating the bleeding obvious now, then, eh?
But no man is going to want to admit he's like that, Max.
I don't care if he wants to admit it or not, son, but he is bleeding well going to.
All right, then. Let's do it.
Here we go again.
So what do you think about Sanchez, Sean?
Pardon me?
Sanchez, Alexis.
Yeah, what about him?
What about him? Are you sure you were at the same game as me, Sean? I'm talking about that penalty he took, the penalty he missed. I mean, what was that?
A penalty miss?
Yeah, I know it was a miss. I tell you, my great-grandmother could take a better penalty. Looked like he was tired, don't you think, Sean?
Well, I think they all were.
Well, you can see why.
Can I?
Yeah, Champions League 1 week, Premier League the next, the League Cup as well. The team is stretched too thin. I mean, on a good day, Sanchez would have smashed that ball into the back of the net.
I doubt that.
You doubt that?
Yes, I do.
And why is that?
Because Santi Cazorla's the main penalty taker. You should know that. Now, are you sure we follow the same team, Neil?
I've been an Arsenal supporter for as long as I can remember, since my dad took me all the way to Copenhagen in 94 to watch them win the Old Cup Winners' Cup. So, yes, I'm sure we follow the same team, Sean. Sanchez shouldn't have been on the pitch. I mean, why didn't Wenger save him for the game on Saturday against Chelsea? He could have got injured, right or wrong?
No, Neil, you are not wrong.
Those Millwall boys were gunning for him. You could see it in their eyes.
I agree.
I'm so glad you do, Max.
You can always know a lot about a person by looking into their eyes, how they feel.
Well, I'll have to take your word on that, Max.
Oh, please do, Neil, I insist.
Right. So no more penalties for Alexis Sanchez, we're agreed on that.
I think he can take as many penalties as he likes, as long as he scores them.
Agreed again, you can't argue with that. Right then, should we get started?
We are all ears, Neil.
Sitting comfortably.
Shall we begin?
Yes, please, if you wouldn't mind. So, right then, you are both wasting your time, you know.
Are we indeed?
Yes, you are making a mistake.
And how is that, Neil? What mistake are we making?
I did not rape that woman.
Who said anything about rape?
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. Who said anything about rape? Sean?
Not me, Max. I didn't say a word.
Well, that's a lie.
No, it isn't.
Come off it.
Come off what?
Yes, Neil, come off what? What are we supposed to come off then?
He's lying. You both are.
I know what you mean. I hear lies in this room all the time, don't you, Sean?
Oh, I never stop hearing lies in this room, Max.
But you're saying I'm not here for raping that woman?
Correct.
Well, then I suggest you let me go. You can't keep me here.
That is incorrect, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you may not have raped that woman, Neil.
I did not rape her.
But someone gave it a damn good try.
And you think that someone is me?
That thought did occur to us. Several other thoughts as well, actually.
Such as?
We'll get to that in a moment, Neil. We've just got some questions we would like to ask you.
Is this not the moment where you inform me I am entitled to a solicitor?
Do you wish to have a solicitor?
You know I asked for one. I told Sean earlier, didn't I, Sean? Or are you going to lie about that as well?
No, you did, Neil. That good enough for you?
Are you requesting to have a solicitor present, Neil?
Let's just get on with it.
Would that be a no, Neil?
Ask your questions.
I need a definitive answer, please, Neil.
No, I do not.
You do not request to have a solicitor present?
No, I do not. I have done nothing wrong.
Let's see, shall we? Does the name Sally Hayden mean anything to you?
Is that her name, the woman?
Yes, that is her name, Sally Hayden.
Okay, that was a nasty business.
What do you mean?
I mean, what happened to her was nasty.
Oh, so you heard about it?
Of course I heard about it.
Where?
What?
Where did you hear about it?
On the news.
What news?
Local news, they had a story.
What story?
That a woman was attacked the other night. I was shocked.
Were you now?
Yeah.
Why is that, Neil? Why were you shocked?
Because it happened.
What happened?
The attack.
What attack?
On her.
Her?
That woman. I watched the report about her getting attacked.
But why would that bother you, Neil?
Why would it concern you?
Because it happened not far from where I live.
I see.
Well, it must have been so unsettling for you.
It was.
An awful thing like that happening to a woman right near where you live.
Exactly.
If you were there at the time.
If you'd been walking home, in fact, at the time.
Or leaving home, in fact, at the time.
You might very well have seen what was happening.
You might very well have stopped it.
Or at least tried to stop it.
Exactly, I know.
It's what any decent person would do.
Are you a decent person, Neil?
Yes, I am a decent person.
Well, that is good to hear.
Your partner doesn't think so, right, Sean?
Why would you say that?
He arrested me, is why I would say that.
Well, actually, Neil, if you want to be literal about it, we both did.
Where were you that night, Neil?
I was at a party.
Oh, were you now?
Yes.
Well, that is funny. So was Sally. She was at a party that night.
Small world.
I think it's about to get smaller for you, that is.
Does the name Alex Davis mean anything to you?
You know it does.
He's a friend of yours?
Yes.
Who owns a house not far from where you live?
Look, I can see where you're going with this.
Oh, can you indeed?
The house that Neil owns is where the party was. He's been letting it out to a bunch of students. They invited him to the party. He invited me. The whole house was crowded. I never met the woman.
Sally Hayden?
Yeah, her.
Do you have trouble saying her name, Neil?
No. Sally Hayden. Did you hear what I said?
Which was?
I never met her.
We didn't ask if you had, Neil.
Well, then what are you asking?
Did you see Sally Hayden at this party?
Well, hold on a minute. You just said that wasn't the question you'd asked.
We know that.
No, but we're asking you it now.
So, once again, did you see Sally Hayden at this party?
No, I did not.
Well, that is interesting.
Very interesting.
Because according to several witnesses, they saw Sally dancing with a series of men.
So?
So, did Sally Hayden dance with you at the party?
I don't know. Why don't you ask her?
We are asking you, Neil.
You said you don't know. Well, that's a big change from what you said a second ago.
I might have done. I couldn't say for sure. Like I said, it was a party. And even if I did, that is still a long way from raping her.
See, there you go again, Neil. This is not about rape.
We're looking for someone who attempted to rape Sally Hayden.
All right, yeah. Big difference then, isn't it?
Well, you're not helping yourself here, Neil. I hope you know that, and I would advise you to wipe that smile off your face.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to attack Sally Hayden?
Is that what you're saying to us, Neil?
Hang on.
Is it, Neil? Is that what you're saying to us?
I am saying I didn't mean to look like I was smiling. Look, how do you know it was me? That house was flooded with people. She was dancing with loads of guys. Why am I getting picked out?
I will be specific for you. The people in that house were students, aged probably between, 18, 25? A 40-year-old trying to get up close and personal with a 22-year-old's going to stand out, I think.
I'm not 40.
Neil, really, it's supposed to be women who are so sensitive about her, right?
I'm 35.
All right, if it makes you feel better.
I'm 35.
Okay, he's 35.
Is there anything else? Are we finished now?
Finished?
Neil, we've barely started.
Unless there's something you want to tell us.
Or ask us.
I have done nothing wrong.
We will take that as a no, then.
Take it any way you like.
Very well, then. A moment ago, you said she was dancing with a load of blokes. What did you mean by that?
I mean she was dancing with a load of blokes.
Young blokes, young guys.
Whatever you want to call them.
So you were watching her?
I saw her.
You must have been watching her to see her, Neil.
Yeah, you must have been watching her to notice she was dancing with a lot of blokes.
Guys.
Young guys.
Why do you keep saying that?
Sally Hayden, I mean, she's an attractive woman, Neil. You don't have to be embarrassed to admit she caught your eye.
Let's see if we can paint a picture here to help things out. It's a party, young people everywhere, having a good time, getting drunk probably. You and your mate Alex Sharp. You're seeing all of these girls, attractive girls, young girls.
And guys?
A lot of intimacy.
Yeah, up close and personal.
If you know what we mean.
Oh, he knows, Max. Neil's 35, not 40.
You and your mate Alex cannot believe your luck.
Room full of young girls.
Pretty girls, they're drinking.
Getting smashed.
They're getting blasted.
Well, you're bound to get lucky.
It's inevitable.
And then you see her. You see Sally Hayden.
Gorgeous young girl.
With that long red hair.
Maybe you like girls with red hair.
That your thing, Neil?
You like girls with red hair.
She's dancing in the middle of the room. She's a bit tipsy.
Now's your chance.
You get close to her.
You press yourself against her. You
grab her waist.
No.
She pushes you away.
No.
Calling you a dirty old man.
No, that can't have been nice.
No.
No, not only does she reject you, she adds 10 years to you by calling you a dirty old man.
How does that make you feel, Neil?
That is not what happened.
Then what did happen?
She kissed me. She was all over me.
So, you do remember her?
You know I do.
Good. That can only help to clear this up. So, do me a favour, please, Neil. No more lies, OK?
So, she kissed you.
You better believe it.
She was all over you.
It's an understatement.
Was that before or after you grabbed her backside? I need you to think very carefully before you answer, Neil.
I know where you're going with this.
Well, that's good. Saves time.
We were kissing. She was all over me. I grabbed her...
Her backside? You grabbed her backside, Neil. You can say the word, don't be shy. Her backside.
Yeah, she pushed me off her.
Now we're getting somewhere.
She pushed me off because she was sick.
Sick of you touching her, perhaps?
Sick, as in she was about to throw up. I saw her run to the bathroom. So much for your witness, then. I am not like that.
Not like what, Neil?
Some dirty old perv is what?
I wouldn't blame you.
How about young?
What?
Instead of old, how about some dirty young perv instead, then?
Young, old, I'm not a perv. That is not how I treat women.
Then how do you treat them?
Yeah, aside from pieces of meat that you think you can treat as you see fit.
With respect.
With respect?
Yes.
Is that why you followed her when she left the party, Neil?
Is that why you took her into an alleyway and raped her?
I didn't rape her.
Then what did you do?
I think you'd better finish that sentence, Neil. I think you need to tell us.
I was taking her home.
Now we're getting somewhere.
She could barely walk. She didn't know what she was doing.
So you took advantage.
She was kissing me.
She was kissing you at the party, Neil.
She was kissing me when I walked her home.
So she knew what she was doing.
You better believe it, mate.
First of all, I'm not your mate. Second, you said she could barely walk.
That's right.
But she knew enough to kiss you.
She did.
She knew enough to let you kiss her.
She did.
She knew enough to let you pull her skirt up.
Well, she didn't say I couldn't.
She knew enough to let you pull down her underwear.
Believe it or not.
That's the thing, Neil.
We don't believe it.
Not for a second.
Prove it.
Oh, you really want to get us going, don't you, Neil?
Prove it.
I'll bet you a year's salary, Sean. I could tell you what our friend Neil here is thinking right now.
Do you want to take that bet?
Without a lawyer present, anything said here is inadmissible, right? Why don't you worry yourself about that? For now, let's talk about the witness.
Witness?
Eyewitness, Neil.
An eyewitness to what?
What do you think?
What do you think they saw, Neil?
Neil? Hello?
Trying to get your story straight, are you, Neil?
No.
Well, let's see if we can help you out there.
I said no.
We know what you said.
We just don't believe you. Now, this witness, who was on his way home from work, claimed he saw a woman matching the description of Sally Hayden with a man matching your description, crouching himself over her with trousers down to his ankles. This eyewitness immediately felt this did not look right. And when he called out, he said he saw the man pull his trousers up and he quickly made a run for it. The witness gave chase. But it seems you...
Or the individual matching your description...
Yes, were a little too fast for him. Hmm. Does any of that sound familiar to you, Neil?
Neil?
You're not saying anything, Neil.
Neil, you need to talk to us.
I thought he was a mugger.
A mugger?
I've heard it all now.
He came running up to us.
So you ran?
Wouldn't you?
And what about her?
Her?
Sally Hayden!
You thought a mugger was chasing after you and you left her behind?
I thought he was going to hurt us.
But you left her behind, Neil. What kind of a man does that?
You ran because you knew you'd done wrong.
It wasn't rape.
Well, we know that.
Because it was attempted rape, wasn't it, Neil?
Neil?
Come on, Neil. Help yourself here.
She wanted it.
What do you mean she wanted it?
She wanted it, you know.
Know what, Neil?
What, sex? She wanted to have sex with me. You know. You just know.
We know you wanted to have sex with her, Neil.
How do you know she wanted to have sex with you?
Did you ask her?
Did she say?
No.
Then how do you know?
Because it's one of those things.
What things?
Those feelings.
What feelings?
When you get caught up in something and it feels good and it feels great and you can't stop for anything because it feels too good. The way she was looking at me, Sean, giving me the come on, you just have to have it. That's all there is to it. You have to. I wouldn't be a man if I didn't react. I wouldn't be human.
We understand. You couldn't stop yourself.
Show me any other man who could.
When a man cannot stop himself and the woman does not give her consent, that is sexual assault.
No.
Yes, Neil.
She wanted me.
She did not give consent. You're not listening.
But she wanted it. I swear she did.
She didn't say it, Neil. Try to understand that. She didn't say it.
Are you saying I'm going down?
We're saying you need to take responsibility for what you did.
Bloody women! With their mixed signals, they don't know what they want. I mean, they don't like it when we control them, but all they want to do is control us. It's not right.
Not right?
If they just let us be men, we wouldn't be so...
depraved?
Do you think I woke up that morning wanting to rape somebody?
Depends on what you think rape is.
I know what rape is, when a man forces himself on another woman.
Without her consent.
Sally Hayden liked me.
We don't care if she wanted to marry her. She didn't give consent.
But I was sure.
She didn't give consent, Neil. Did she give you her consent?
No. No, she didn't.
Okay, then.
But I didn't feel I was doing anything wrong, I swear.
Then why did you run?
Don't look at me like that. I said, don't look at me like that, either of you. How are we supposed to stop, then? You tell me that. What was I supposed to do? What do you expect me to do now? God. Oh, what am I?
All right, Neil. Now, you need to listen to me very carefully. You are going to be charged. You will need a solicitor right now. If you don't have one, we can get you a duty solicitor. When they arrive, you're going to tell them exactly what you just told us, that you are filled with nothing but remorse and disgust at what you did. It is right that you spare Sally Hayden the agony of going through a trial. That, Neil, is what you are supposed to do. That is the only thing that she, a woman, wants from you. Do you understand me?
Look, I didn't mean to...
To hurt her.
I just lost control.
We know what you did.
And now, so do you.
That's great. Yep, thank you very much.
Well?
The brief has said he agreed to plead guilty, all charges.
How did you know he'd roll like that?
Just a feeling.
You were pushing it, Max.
I had to.
But all of that stuff.
Yes, sure.
Without a brief present?
The physical evidence wasn't enough. It never is. He needed to look at himself in the mirror, and we took him there.
I'll say it again, Max. You are the Don.
You weren't so bad yourself.
Well, thank you.
Keep this up and you'll be in for a DI rank in a couple of years.
Well, maybe.
No maybe about it.
Well, where would that leave us?
How do you mean?
Well, it can't be two DIs in the same nick. I'd have to move on or something.
Maybe, maybe not.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Maybe I'm the one who moves on. That's what I mean.
Oh, no offence, Max, but who's going to take you on at your age?
Exactly, Sean, who?
Wait, Max, is there something you want to tell me?
I suppose I should give Sally a call, give her the good
news.
Wait,
you're not planning to retire, are you, Max?
Why don't you get the pints in, eh, Sean?
Wait, is that all you can say?
For now, yes.
You can't retire, Max.
Did I say I was?
You can't retire, and you know why.
Please tell me why, Sean.
Because I won't let you, that's why. Wait, don't laugh at me, I'm serious.
I'm not, Sean, I'm not laughing at you, just the situation. I promise I'm going to give Sally a call. Why don't you go on first to get the pints in? We can talk about this later.
Too bleeding right, we're going to talk about this later.
Exactly so. So off you pop.
Right. I'll be seeing you in 10 minutes, though, right?
10 minutes starting right now.
You and I are going to have a talk. No two ways about it.
Yeah, Sean, right. I'll be seeing you then.
10 minutes, mate.
Starting now.
Good. I'll see ya.
Hello, Sally. It's D.I. Matthews. How are you, my love?
I'm fine.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Great. Because I have some good news for you, Sally. Some really good news.
In The Interrogation by Roy Williams, Max was played by Kenneth Cranham and Sean by Alex Lanapekin. Neil was played by Joseph Milson, Sarge by Karen Barkey, and Sally by Katrina McFarlane. The football fans were played by Nicholas Murchie, Finlay Robertson, and Gabby Singchera. The director was Mary Peat.
And that was the last story in the current series of The Interrogation. But D.I. Matthews and D.S. Armitage will be back next year with their unique brand of interrogation. If you've missed any of the current series or you'd like to hear them again, you can find them on the BBC iPlayer radio app.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The European Union has rejected one of the government's key requests for the Brexit talks, that discussions on the terms of Britain's departure and future trading relations should start at the same time. The European Council President, Donald Tusk, said negotiations on any future trade deal could only begin once sufficient progress had been made with issues such as the money Britain owed and citizens' rights. But the pro-Brexit Conservative MP, John Whittingdale, said nonetheless Mr. Tusk's statement represented progress.
We were told originally that the interpretation of the Article 50 was that we couldn't even start talking about trade until we concluded the agreement on leaving. Now, I've always thought that was unrealistic, and I'm very pleased that Donald Tusk has clearly made stated this morning that that's not the case.
A letter from the First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon, formally requesting a second independence referendum, has been sent to Downing Street. In it, Ms Sturgeon argues that there is no rational reason to stand in the way of the will of the Scottish Parliament, which voted for a fresh poll this week. Number 10 says it will reply in due course. The Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon and his American counterpart James Mattis have urged other NATO countries to increase their defence spending. They made their call for what they described as fairer burden sharing after holding talks in London. New data shows the savings rate in the UK has fallen to the lowest level since records began in 1963. Economists say that might start to hinder economic growth, which the Office for National Statistics has confirmed increased by 0.7% in the last quarter of 2016. The BBC Trust has said a documentary on Australia's Aboriginal community seriously breached editorial guidelines by misleadingly suggesting extreme drinking was taking place. The Trust said the independent production company which made Reggie Yates' Hidden Australia had shown a grave lack of judgment. BBC News.
Feminism has become very loud again and militant. I've been waiting for that to sort of rebirth again, that sort of noisy voice.
In front of a live audience, the writer, filmmaker and former guitarist for punk band The Slits, Viv Albertine, talks to Lauren Laverne.
We were like aliens. We literally looked like we'd been beamed down. We'd take everything that was meant to be female and put it all on at once. You know, we'd have black eyeliner and maybe a bit of S&M gear, then your brownie uniform over a tutu.
Late Night Woman's Hour with Lauren Laverne.
Shall I welcome Viv Albertine to the stage then?
This evening at 11 on BBC Radio 4.
But now it's Gardener's Question Time, and Eric Robson and the panel are in very grand surroundings indeed.
This afternoon you find us camped out in what was known as a prodigy house, a pretend royal palace built by an aristocratic family to attract a visit from the monarch. This particular palace, Audley End near Saffron Walden, was built in the early years of the 17th century by Thomas Howard, the first Earl of Suffolk, in the hope of playing host to King James I and his retinue